Welcome back, and it's music on our minds again in the second half hour of the show. Before I get to our next interview, though, a reminder that we are giving away a copy of the brand new Jodi Picou novel, The Book of Two Ways. All you have to do to get yourself in the running to win is send us a voice note to 072-567-1567 and tell us which of Jodi's previous novels you've most enjoyed and why. We'll put all of them into the hat and draw a winner closer to the end of the show today. So get them coming on by voice note to 072-567-1567. Maybe somebody can answer Leroy's query as well. Dag sê, weet hy of daar is foto's by die Woodstock Solidifiers Phyllis Department? He is telling us that there has been no collection in Claremont Newlands this morning that he was expecting. If anybody knows the explanation, it may be a factor of COVID-19 exposure. It may be a factor of the public holiday that they are short-staffed and maybe working a little bit more slowly than normal. I'm not entirely sure, but if anybody knows the answer, please send us some feedback for Leroy on SMS to 31567 or a voice note to 072-567-1567. Now, if you are a fan of Britain's Got Talent, you probably already know that we are just a fortnight away from the next season dropping on South African television. It starts on Mnet on Monday, the 5th of October, and it's going to air weekdays at 6 p.m. Our next interview contains a major spoiler for the new series. So if you do not want to hear about the progress of a local talent in that competition, I'm going to suggest you go and quickly flip the chops on the briar for 10 minutes or listen to some music, because we are going to be revealing a little bit about what happens in the earlier rounds. And I know some of you prefer to wait until you see it on screen in front of you. So you have been warned. Spoiler alert issued. If, however, like most people, you've already heard the news that there is a South African act through to the semi-finals, then please stay with us to celebrate that joyous news, because we're about to speak to the lady in question. Before we say hello to her, though, let's give you a little sneak preview of what the judges thought of her initial performance.
Welcome. How are you?
My heart is pretty much up here in my throat.
Tell me briefly your story, why you're here.
Well, my name is Belinda Davids. I'm 43 years old, and I'm from South Africa. And I'm here to further my career. Oh my, I'm shaking, I'm so sorry.
What has been your career path so far?
Well, I'm a singer.
Yeah?
And I do Whitney Houston songs.
Well, those are tough shoes to fill. I got the privilege of meeting her a couple of times, and she was just the most amazing person. She had this glow about her.
Yeah.
Really did. So out of all the Whitney songs, why this song?
It reminds me so much of my boys. I have two boys, and the most important things for me to do is to make my kids proud.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we know each other. Now the nerves are gone and everyone loves you. Let's do the performance of all time.
Go smash it down.
Yeah.
Her name is Belinda Davids. And are we going to play a little snippet of the performance of all time? I feel like we should play just a couple of seconds. We won't give too much away.
Stay is yet unknown. I broke my heart for every gain to taste the sweet. I face the pain. I rise and fall here through it all. This much remains. I want one.
As much as I want to keep playing, because that's my favorite Whitney Houston song, I don't want to spoil it anymore. Belinda Davids joins us on the line from somewhere just outside of London. Welcome back to Cape Talk. Congratulations on your success so far, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, guys. Oh, my goodness. Listen, that's spoiler alert. That made me laugh.
Belinda, I mean, you could hear your nerves in that introduction. What was it like to be on that stage looking at Simon Cowell and the other judges and pinching yourself knowing I'm actually here? Talk to us about that moment.
I was petrified. I really was very nervous. And I know people go, well, how can you be nervous? You've done this for so long. Well, at the end of the day, it comes down to, I mean, I was fine that whole day. I really was. I flew in from America, so I thought, okay, I'll be fine. You know, no nerves. It's going to be all good. It's going to be all good until I stepped on that stage. And then I realized, okay, this is not about me anymore. This is so much bigger than me. Because being in a different country, you have to represent yourself, your vocal ability. But for me, it was representing my country and my people. I really, that was exactly what went through my mind. And I thought about my boys, and I thought, oh, I have to show everyone that you don't have to stop when you get to a certain age. You can keep going until you have pursued your dreams. And when I saw the judges, it just, the nerves just went through the roof.
Belinda, I mean, you're used to performing in front of huge audiences and performing all over the world, so you must be able to do that in your sleep. But this was, as you say, a different kind of pressure. I'm interested, and I'm sure our listeners would be too, to know a little bit more about the sort of build-up and what goes on behind the scenes, because we only see the person walk out on stage, deliver the performance, get their critique, and then leave. Tell us a little bit about the experience of being part of the show.
Well, I was on tour in America for 3 months at the time, and we had 5 minutes, or 5 days, towards the end of the tour, where my manager came to me and said to me, listen, this opportunity came up. Can we do it? And I was like, we have to do it. This is one of the biggest shows in the world. We have to do it. So we flew out, and we arrived the next morning, the day of the audition.
Wow.
And I was there all day, and I hadn't slept. I was so jet lagged. I hadn't slept from the night before, and we flew the whole time. I couldn't even sleep on my flight. The excitement was just ridiculous. But that whole day, we did so much in that day. I don't think my body just went into complete adrenaline. So I don't know how I did that day. But we got there probably at 9 a.m. I went straight to the studio, and then we did all these videos, VTs. During the day, interviews, the amount of interviews that I did. And I was backstage, and I was meeting everyone, and I met some of the other contestants. And it was such a long day that when I get to that point, when it got to that point, it was really amazing, you know. And the people that was behind the stage as well, backstage, was just so helpful. And I had my team with me for support. And it was really an incredible experience just to see how people work, you know, because I am used to a certain way of working with my team, but it was just nice to see other people sort of be in the same realm as what we do. So it was pretty incredible.
Now, Belinda, I know that this competition has been quite disjointed this year because of the impact of COVID-19 and the lockdown. They did the auditions. They had to then stop because of lockdowns. It was all, I think, meant to be over by May. But, of course, everything went out the window with COVID. So the semifinals have just aired, or are airing as we speak, I think, in the UK. We will start watching the series here in South Africa about 2 weeks from now. How was that for you? Because I would imagine you took this trip, you did your audition, you were through to the semifinals. It must have been quite a long wait before you had to actually do the semifinal performance.
Yeah, it was a long wait because the auditions, that happened before the whole world pretty much went into lockdown. Mm. And so the wait, I mean, it was just, don't get me wrong, being at home with my boys was precious time spent because I think everyone knows that I travel a lot and I'm out of the country a lot as well. And that was precious time for me. But the anticipation of finding out that I'm going to the semifinals was even worse, you know? So, you know, I had to wait. And when we got to the point where we had to shoot, luckily, you know, our country, South Africa, was sort of, you know, things were not as serious and things were sort of, you know, the levels were starting to lift and, you know, some of the bans were starting to lift. And so we went, but we did go through all the regulations, the rules and the regulations for COVID-19 in my country. And when I got here, I was in isolation for 2 weeks. Oh. So the absolute right precautions were taken. to make sure that I am safe, you know, completely safe on both countries, for us and for the UK.
So did you actually pre-record your semi-final performance here in South Africa, or did you have to do it live via live streaming? How did it actually work?
I was here for my performance. I've been here for over 6 weeks already.
Yeah.
So I've been here, you know, to do the semi-finals performance.
Okay, so you're actually over there. It's quite a story, Belinda. It's a story that starts many, many months ago, has a pause. You're now back in the UK. So where to from here? How long do you have to wait still before you find out whether you've made it through to the finals?
Well, I'm supposed to be back in the country on the 12th or the 13th, I think. So from now until then, I have to just sit tight and wait.
And try not to
cheat. And so does everyone else. Yeah.
So
everything.
Belinda, it's inevitable. People are asking, what was Simon Cowell like? I don't know how much interaction you had with the judges outside of the actual on-camera interaction. Was there any at all?
Yes, there was definitely some interaction with the judges. They are all lovely. They were all so lovely. And, you know, they all come from different backgrounds. And, you know, Simon Cowell, Simon Cowell was really cool, actually. Something, just a small note that you won't see in, that nobody saw in the audition, is he actually brought me a bottle of water on stage. And I regret not saving that bottle of water now, because I am that girl, you know, that will put that empty bottle in a box and sort of say, that is Simon Cowell's bottle of water he gave to me. But no, they were all lovely. They were all really nice.
Now, I know Simon's out of commission for a while because he had an accident and broke his back, but you've got three of the original judges, I think, making the decision now on who progresses to the final, plus a replacement judge. How are you feeling, Belinda? I mean, nobody wants to tempt fate or jinx anything, but are you feeling you might be in with a chance, or are you looking at the other singers you've heard and the other performers who've gone through, their 40 of you vying for those spaces? How confident are you?
I'm very confident. You know, everyone will have to wait and see. And we do have Ashley Banjo as well.
Yeah.
That was a previous contestant and winner as a judge that's taking Simon's place.
Okay.
Well, he's not replacing Simon, but he's just, you know, he's one of the judges. I think Amanda has stepped up to executive judge.
Okay.
From all of them. But Ashley Banjo is there, and I'm very optimistic. I'm very positive. I'm very confident in what's going to happen next.
Belinda, there's more than just exposure on the line here, obviously. There is a prize purse of £250,000, which I did the quick check this morning. It's roughly 5.4 million rand on the line. There's also the chance to sing at the Royal Variety Show. Is that something that's particularly important to you, or would that be just be an incidental add-on cherry on top? How do you feel about the what's at stake for you?
£250,000! Can we just take that moment quickly? Take a moment just for that number. And I did the math as well. I was like, on my currency app, I was like, oh my God, how much is that really in rand? And it's 5.4 million rand. Listen, there's nothing in the world that I would do to jeopardize that. But it's so exciting to be able, when they said to me, oh, you get this amount of money and you get to perform for the Queen. I was like, oh my Lord, help me. What am I going to do? Like, I have been such a fan, you know, of the royal family, and that would be an incredible experience, right?
So,
for
of course,
anyone.
Yeah, for, Belinda, it would, of course, be a Whitney song. Have you already thought about which one you would choose to perform if you do get that opportunity?
No, I can't think that far ahead. Things might change. Things, yeah. You know, it's like Alicia Dixon said that she wants My Name in Lights. So I'm going to let's see what happens. I don't know.
Belinda, we've got a voice note that's come in from one of our listeners who wants to say something to you or about you. Let's take a listen.
Hi, Pippa. I've just watched that audition on YouTube, and if you can get a message through to Belinda, wow. She has got it. She must go make herself proud. I mean, she can make South Africa proud, but most of all, she can be proud, and she must just go for it.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you. Belinda, I know a lot of people are going to share that sentiment. We want everybody to wait for the 5th of October, which is when the series drops on Mnet, and they're going to be able to watch it here at home. But I know there have been a lot of sneak previews taking a peek online. As you say, the next couple of weeks are so they're unpredictable for the whole world right now, but particularly for you. Do you know whether you'll continue with your Whitney tribute show after this is all over, regardless of the outcome, or do you see this as potentially a sort of a life direction changing moment?
Well, you know, we do all of the tours that were cancelled when the world went into lockdown, that has been moved to next year. So those obligations have to be filled. Of course, I want to. It will be nice for me to sort of step away and do my own thing. That's going to be a thing after we fill our obligations. You know, I'm coming to the show. It's definitely coming to Johannesburg from the 6th until the 22nd of August 2021, the Joburg Civic Theatre, and tickets are on sale. So that's all going to, all those tours have been moved, you see. So it's going to happen. We have to fill those obligations.
Any chance of a trip to Cape Town again, Belinda?
Well, I love that. I think that's going to happen. That's inevitable.
Well, we know that, but we'd like the show to come back again, please, if you can wrangle it for us.
I would really, you know, because the show was so amazing, was not last year, was it? Was it last year, Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah. The show was so incredible, and it was such a great experience. I really want to come back.
Well, I know there's a big audience wanting to see you back in the city, Belinda, and they'll be rooting for you every step of the way as the competition progresses. Final question is, how are the families responding? And you spoke about wanting to be a good role model to your kids to show them that you're never too old to fulfill your dreams. How are they feeling about what you've done in the last couple of months?
I was very lucky. I am very lucky in the regard that I have a very supportive family, you know, and it's they make me laugh so much sometimes, because I had to, you know, like I'm sure a lot of families in South Africa, we have a group, and you know, all this, and I had to go on the group and say, guys, so I'm gonna do this now, and you know, with Britain's Got Talent and blah blah, and my baby brother went, okay, so when is the singing thing gonna happen? Can you give us like dates? Like what is this? They love me and they support me, but they really don't care. They really don't care, but they're very supportive. They're very supportive.
Belinda, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show again today. Thank you so much for joining us and making time for us on this Heritage Day public holiday in South Africa. We are all rooting for you. Good luck, holding thumbs, crossing fingers, doing whatever we can to send all good wishes your way for the remaining weeks of the competition. We look forward to watching it when it starts airing on Mnet on the 5th of October. It is season 14 of Britain's Got Talent. Belinda Davids is through to the semi-finals, and we hope beyond. Yay. Thanks for joining us, Belinda.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, guys. I love you all. Bye.
On the line from just outside of London, Belinda Davids. And okay, we're going to give you just a little sneak peek of a snippet more of her singing.
Each day I live, I want to be the day to give the best of me. I'm only one, but not alone. My finest day is yet unknown. I broke my heart for every gain, to taste the sweet, I face the pain. I rise and fall. This much remains. I want one moment in time when I'm more than I thought I could be. When all of my dreams are heartbeat away and the answers are all up to me. Give me one moment in
That's what she sounds like after transcontinental travel with no sleep. It's quite extraordinary. It is extraordinary. So that's what she sounded like. Let's hear what the judges thought.
Way to end the show. Okay, let me go to David first, please.
You've created such a massive moment tonight for all of us. So thank you.
What a way to close an amazing run of auditions with a class act. I want to see the name Belinda Davids in lights. You are amazing. You have that ability to move us with your voice. It was great.
Thank you so much.
This was just a fantastic end to a fantastic tour. I absolutely adore you, but still got to vote.
I'm going to say yes!
It's a yes from me.
It's a yes from me.
And you've just got 4,000 yeses.
Stuff. The show starts airing in South Africa on Monday, the 5th of October on Mnet, weekdays at 6 p.m. It's season 14 of Britain's Got Talent. Keep your fingers crossed.